The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Tuesday. I am just floored. I'm humbled. I'm feeling disrespected because Miss Shannon Ford is in the building and she had the absolute gall. You know, I shouldn't put my shit on you. Like, I decided to look like crap today
and I knew
you were coming and I should have just known better, you know?
I thought about it and I said, you know, should I do a little dress down moment, right, a little athleisure? And then I thought, absolutely fucking not. I'm not doing that.
I'm like embarrassed to take a photo with you. We always take a photo after to like promote. And honestly, I'm embarrassed.
It's like when you show up to see the queen, you gotta just.
Oh, Shannon. Stop. We have gotten so many requests for you to come on the toast.
Honored.
And to be honest, we hadn't even met until literally last week.
Yes.
And it was just love at first sight.
I agree.
Like, I'm obsessed with you. You're so pretty and funny. Like, I die.
I had the most fun last weekend, too. I feel like it was the best atmosphere to meet for the first time.
100%.
We just kikied our way through the whole night. Till 4 in the morning.
We painted the town. I don't even know.
Like, so many colors.
So many colors.
So many colors. Too many colors.
You are a New York girly now. A lot of people know you, of course, from your time on reality TV, which, yes, I want to get into just because that, like, sounds like the worst thing ever. I don't think I could ever be on reality TV. I'm far too insecure. And now you're just, like, influencing podcasting, taking, yes, over the world. You just got a place in New York.
I did. It's a lot to learn. Like, yeah. I remember putting in the GPS to get here. I was like, she's an Upper East Side girly pop.
Yes.
I'm in Soho. I'm going to make sure that we are on time. And I was still, like, profusely sweating through this, like, beast of an outfit because I was like,
it's stunning.
I just gave myself 45 minutes to get here, but I'm just still not sure if we're on time. So learning a lot. I have like a bodega that's like right downstairs and I'm trying to be all like New York and I keep like waiting for them to remember who I am and like remember my order and they're just like, what do you want? And I'm like,
fuck. Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
No.
It takes years, like,
yeah,
actual years.
Truly.
Truly, yeah.
And they always, I can see them silently judging me whenever I get mayonnaise on my sandwich. They're like,
ew.
Yes,
What is your go-to bodega order?
I just get a sausage, egg, and cheese. And also, they're like roller
with
bacon.
Mayo?
Yeah.
I don't eat sausage, egg, and cheese, but I know like a lot of people do. And I've never heard of anyone putting mayo on it.
I know. Nobody does, really. I put mayo on like everything. Like, I just, ooh, I'm a mayo girly.
This friendship was going places.
I know.
But we're at a halt.
A lot of people share that same sentiment and it's upsetting, but I'm a mayo girly through and through.
Through and through. I'm a press on nailie girly, so
yes,
I get it.
The episode with Hannah Berner.
Yeah. We all have our things.
We all have our vices.
Ben is a mayo girly as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. It's a good condiment.
What is your opinion on like light mayo? Because Ben has like a full dissertation written on it.
Yeah, for me personally, I'm immediately out.
Yeah,
I
Ben
want
also.
Nothing to do with it. I don't know why it's a thing. It's
absolutely
appalling, and I don't think it should be on the shelves. I think the FDA really fucked up with approving that one.
I completely agree. Me and Ben, over the weekend, I just came back from Texas, and Ben got a burger, and it was an Impossible burger, and Ben wanted mayo, and they brought him vegan mayo.
Not interested.
And he was like really upset.
Yeah, immediately out.
Immediately out.
We're doing the things we need to do by getting an Impossible burger. Give us the real mayo.
Right. And you know, I've actually, that's why they brought him vegan mayo, because it was an Impossible burger.
Yeah, well, probably, yeah.
Oh, duh.
I didn't think about that either, though. I'm like, he's trying to be good. He's eating an Impossible burger. Give him the real stuff.
Oh, my God. No, that's actually extremely considerate.
Yeah, it's really nice, actually.
Oh, my God. That's so nice. I didn't even think of that. I'm joking. Okay, so now you're, like, between Nashville and New York?
Yeah, I spend time in both. It's just, you know, I was coming here so often. This summer, whenever I was at the Spritz.
Yes. Oh, that's where we first met, actually.
Oh, yeah, we did.
But we didn't, like, hang. Winnie Kiki.
And I didn't know anyone there, and I didn't want to be the, like, the girl following the hosts around. So I was just like, hi. And then I was like literally so fucking lonely. And,
oh my God, I'm so sorry.
No, it's no one's responsibility. But I was like, you know, like I go into these events and I'm like, first of all, I am like extroverted. I'm going to talk to people. And then I'm just like sitting next to the bartender like, so how long have you guys been here? She's like, you got to go. But also that was the time where I wore that outfit.
Stunning.
Well, thank you. But it was like a very, they sent a dress code out beforehand that was like, I talked about this on my podcast. I guess New Yorkers like don't give a fuck about a dress code. Really.
No, no.
And so the dress code was like cute little like fruit emojis for spritz.
Colors.
Yeah. Like bright colors. And I was like, not a problem. And I dressed like a fucking Fanta girl.
You nailed it.
And I think everyone thought I worked there. One girl did ask me where the bathroom was. And I don't know if it's because she thought I'd gone or if she thought I worked there. But I felt like I should be holding a tray passing stuff out because everyone was in like navy blues and black.
You know what's so funny that that's your experience from the spritz party? Because how I perceived it, you're like really intimidating. Like you're so tall. You have this presence about you. You're literally like a supermodel. Oh my God. My impression of you was like, oh, she's like too cool. Like, let me just be nice. Like, I want to be your friend.
So nice.
So like that's funny. That's what your perception was. Because you didn't give that off. I was like, good. Oh, she is just like too cool for us.
I met Remy that day too. Uh-huh. Like we were sitting in line at the elevator together. And so, I feel like people reached out to me afterwards on Instagram and were like, oh, I saw you at the party. So I made friends and connections from that party, which is really nice.
That is nice.
Yeah, for the most part, the bartenders were like, we have work to do here.
And yeah, we can't talk to you.
And I was like, what is this that you're mixing with the tequila when I love that? That is fun. And they were like, go away.
You're also a podcaster now. You've had like a lot of podcast drama. Me and Jackie were like really invested in your story.
Oh yeah.
Can you tell me like what happened really with your podcast?
Yeah, so it was like one of those moments where it's almost like, you know how there's people who have podcast drama, like obviously like an iconic one, the Caller Daddy, right?
Of course.
So that was like dramatic as fuck and they don't talk anymore and like whatever, mm-hmm. right? Mine was harder because it's my actual like really dearest friend. I was just in Florida with her and she was like completely taking like a shift on her life and just like woke up one day and like truly purely was like, I don't think this aligns with what I want to do anymore,
right.
And moved to Florida with my husband and I was like, what are you going to tell your best friend like
when she's doing the best thing for her
and you know that and that's what she wants to do? I was just like, okay. Like, I was just like, okay, what do you want to do? I'm going to lose my podcast and my best friend, or I just will lose the podcast.
Right.
So then I was like, I'll just rebrand. And then my 4-year relationship, I ended that like within the same like month and a half period. So then I was like, you know, I'm going to take a little break from just talking. Yeah. I don't think I should be talking to anyone right now, like on the interwebs. I think I should just lay the fuck low for a bit and kind of like process these like honestly losses.
Of course.
That it was less drama. It was more just like, it was fucking sad.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a big bummer. And we, you know, like, I don't even know how this happened, but we like charted really like number one.
Yeah, no, the podcast was killing it.
It was crushing it. And we were just had so much momentum and I was so excited. And then I was just like, you know, as high as you are, it's like the further the fall.
Right,
so I was just like, okay, well, and then you go through that perfectionism where you're like, I can't restart because what if it's not as good as the other one? And then you have people being like, just start. And that's anything in life. You just need to start it.
Especially with a podcast. Like, you can talk about it, you can whatever. Just, you don't need a business plan. Just start the podcast.
Yeah, it'll come afterwards. Yeah. So anyways, it wasn't as much. And now it's so great. I mean, it feels like it's been so long.
And you and your friend are still good.
I was just at her house for 4 days.
Great,
literally.
Great,
I just was in Florida.
You love to see female friendships getting through tough times.
Yeah. And like I said, if any friend in life is like doing something to better themselves, who the fuck are you to not want them to do that? That doesn't make you a real friend anymore.
And like, if you get mad at it, then like, you're the toxic one.
You're toxic. Yeah. So me, not toxic friend.
Do you think you're toxic?
Am I the drama? Like, am I the villain?
I think I'm the villain.
I'm the drama. I think I could have probably a couple toxic traits, but I recognize them and I'm like, ooh, you're doing that thing.
Yeah. Is it toxic if you recognize it? Because I don't think so.
I don't think so personally, but that's probably just me saying that for myself.
That's you being toxic.
That's me being toxic. That's one of my toxic traits.
Yeah. I think my toxic trait, which you probably already realized, is I talk over everyone.
I do that too.
And so I just want to apologize in advance.
I'll also apologize in advance, but I probably won't because I'm a little scared of you and being on the set. So I probably won't talk over you, but like I do that on my podcast and I have to like literally fucking stop myself.
Yeah, no, it's hard.
Yeah, it's tough. It is.
Especially when I get into a groove with Jackie, like we do a dance. It's like us speaking. It's like we know when to, it ebbs, it flows. I know when to stop.
Y'all are perfect at it though.
And then like when she's gone and I'm here meeting new people, which I love and it's great for the podcast.
It's different.
I literally don't know how to talk.
No,
it's bad.
I had to like issue a formal apology, like a formal apology on my podcast after I had like a guest, this guy. And like every review, every single one of them. And here's the thing, like I was editing the podcast at the time, so they don't even realize I cut out
how much, right?
Even I cut out more times I interrupted him, actually. Like I interrupted him more, but I was cutting it out. So when every review was like, you cannot stop interrupting him, I was like, well, I don't think they're all just saying this to be rude.
No, it's actual helpful feedback.
Yeah, it is. So anyways, that's that on that. I don't think I'm that toxic, though.
Do you read a lot of podcast reviews? Because you should stop.
I don't. I really do just forget about them. I'm on Instagram, so I read, and no one's on Instagram posting, this was the worst podcast ever.
Right.
People are saying the nicest
fanfare
things.
Right.
Yeah, so I always forget that you can go to iTunes, because it takes a bit. You have to go to iTunes, you have to click on your podcast, you have to
see
scroll.
More.
Yeah, so I actually, luckily, I forget about that kind of.
Me too. It's like the one place I don't check, because I always forget that they exist. Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad about that, because yeah.
Yeah,
and like
I
Reddit
agree.
Obviously hates me. And yeah, of Reddit course. Hates everybody, though.
Why do people hate? Like, I know why people hate me, but why would people hate you?
I think it's pretty easy.
I just have to preface, I didn't watch Barry Cavallari.
No,
Jackie
no.
did.
No, no.
So if it's from that, I don't know.
Barry Cavallari it's very rare people are still disliking me from that. That was like a
really
like,
long time ago
when I was on it for one season. And yeah, no. But now I think people probably just dislike me because I'm like really over the top, really talkative. I do like I do the most.
You do the most.
Like all the time. And some people just don't like people that do the most. And some people are like, do the most.
Yes,
bitch.
Of course.
I love that.
Of course.
But like, I don't know. My entire life, I've just literally always been, you either like me or you just cannot fucking stand me. And my whole life, I was so fixated on like
getting
everyone like me. Like, yeah. I mean, my mom would have to sit me down and be like, my girl.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. And
I know.
I feel very happy that I've passed that point in my life where I try to make everyone like, and I can tell pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, oil and water. We don't really mesh. But
yeah.
And sometimes it sucks because I'll really like the other person.
I know.
But you know, that's life and it is what it is. So
in the words of Danielle Staub, you're either going to love me or hate me. There is no in between
with
me.
There's no in between.
And I'm very much, I find that a lot of people who like work in this space have that. I'm very similar. Like all I want in this world is to be universally beloved.
Same.
And for anyone, that's not a thing, especially if you're like a podcaster, like you're
absolutely.
Always going to be divided
and
on other people
like you.
And I'm
like a polarizing person. I always have polarizing like hot takes
me
on
too.
Things. And so like, yeah, as do you. And so I just, it would be ignorant to think that everyone is going to be like, I just love that little girly pop.
Yeah, girly
so,
pop.
You know.
And you know what else is so interesting to me about you? Like just having followed the arc of your career since the show. I think a lot of people who have been in a similar space as you have kind of become that girl from that show. And I think that in the years since you left the show, like, I don't even remember that you were on that show. Like, you've done such a good job of, like, creating a space for yourself on the internet with your podcast, with your Instagram, just all your content. And I think that that's so hard. So I really commend you for that.
Thank you. No, it's hard. I mean, I was also, like, I don't want to say that the whole show was edited. Like, I was saying and doing the things
right.
I was, but I was totally playing a character. And, like,
yes, of course.
Kristen, honestly, was really, like, nice in guiding me through the whole process, and she was like, you know, we need someone polarizing, we need kind of
a villain.
And I was like, I volunteer as tribute,
right?
Because I was like, if I'm gonna stoop to, this was 5 years ago, not that like if you're doing reality TV, you were like,
right,
like,
it wasn't like,
yeah, it wasn't like, yeah, I can't wait to see your season. It was like, you're going on a reality TV show.
Yeah.
And so I was like, if I'm gonna do this trash shit, then I'm gonna fucking
do it. Yeah.
And like, honestly, yeah, it panned out. So
yeah.
It's not, yeah, you gotta
you
be polarizing.
You couldn't be here without that.
Totally. And people are always like, you know, I talk shit about it. I'm like, no, I don't. I'm like very understanding that was my giant platform.
Right.
But I also am who I am. And I don't I didn't create a character and then just stick in that character. So
yeah.
This is actually me and I'm doing the work now. So
now that I like know you, I really want to go back and watch the show just because.
Tragic. And my teeth were so long. Oh my God,
I cried.
My teeth were trending on Twitter after the show.
Oh, that's
oh my
so
God.
Mean.
It was very.
Do you have new teeth now?
So I had him shave them down. This is actually funny. I leave tomorrow and go to Houston to get new teeth.
Oh my God. I just got back from Houston yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Gorgeous town.
Gorgeous girlies. Gorgeous new teeth in Houston. So.
Love that for you. Good luck.
Yeah, but they're going to crack them off, the ones I have now, with like a pecan cracker. So just like let that marinate for a second, because I am
so you have veneers
is that what you're saying?
I
have veneers now,
okay.
But I don't love, and so to get these veneers off, they're porcelain, they get like a pecan cracker and crack them off.
Oh my God, beauty is pain.
That is just, that's I'm like, tough. Put me out.
They should put you out. 100. You get like numb?
I asked for some laughing. Yeah, you get numb, but I asked for some laughing gas and she was like, yeah, we'll give you that.
Right, but because then like you're awake but until you hear all the sounds.
It's the sound and the pressure and the like, the sound. I'm like, my nipples are hard.
Well, Shannon is here to join me, of course, to deliver the past five. I actually have six stories today, just because it's been a while since we did a show because I was on tour. Thanks to everyone who came out to the shows, by the way. I'll be at Chicago on Friday and Kansas City on Sunday. And today is Tuesday. I mean, you normally do this on Monday, but I did want to get your input on Unburden Yourselves, which is a segment we do here on Mondays from the Morning Toast where people can just write in. You know, have you ever had a weekend where, you know, you were having fun, but something you did was so embarrassing that it ruined, like, you can't think about the weekend without thinking about the time you fell in front of Mary Kate Olsen. That's what happened to me. And that's what spiraled this entire...
Oh, my God.
It might have been Ashley. I'm not sure. But that's what started this whole segment. It feels good to just unburden yourself. It does. Once you talk about it, you can really set it free.
Do you think that the guy that fell in the pool at the Spritz party, like...
That was his. Yes, that happened at the Spritz party. So we've all been there, and it makes you feel less alone. So we have three submissions from girlies who wrote in. We'll do that at the end of the show. And I do believe that you might unburden yourself with something you did recently.
Let me think. I was just in Florida. I had this, we were in West Palm, which is a beautiful, bougie town. And it was hot there. It was a humid place. This isn't like that, but when you brought this up before the show, I was like, oh, what was I like? So I gave myself the ick about. Mm. I was in front of a lot of important people and I kept like not liking my hair. So I went to the bathroom and I would like put it in like a clip.
Cute.
With like little pieces hanging front. And I came back.
Slut strands.
Someone was like, oh, I like your hair. I was like, it's just so hot. And then I like went to the bathroom again and was like, I hate my hair. And so I took it down and I put two braids in the front and I came back. And I think I realized by the end of the day when this like guy was like, you just like have had like four hairstyles since you've been here. I just realized I look like that girl that was just like, oh no, not. I mean, like I was inserting braids at some point. Like that's just too.
That's a commitment.
We should just, you know, take it easy. Just have a little bit of frizzy hair. And I was embarrassed that someone literally was like,
called
since
you out.
I've seen you here, you've had four hairstyles.
And he called you out. Honestly, that was disrespectful of him.
That was rude as fuck.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that. I hope you feel better, lighter.
I do.
And you can move forward with, you know, a more positive energy.
Less hairstyles, more positive energy.
Less hair. Everything we have to unburden ourselves with, we learn a lesson from.
We do.
For me, it was like, stop wearing such big shoes, you know?
Were you wearing big shoes?
I was wearing chunky clodhoppers, like huge boots, platform, probably 6 inches. Like, and it was like 3 a.m. and I didn't even trip. I don't know how I fell. I just collapsed, literally.
Oh, this is when you actually fell in front of Mary or Ashley.
In front of Mary / Kate / Ashley. It was just so embarrassing. And I was with I've told the story 1,000 times, but I was with my friend Gabe and like, I was like, did you see that? And he was walking right in front of me when I fell. He was like, no. So I was like, okay, maybe it wasn't as bad. And I like tricked myself into, and I came on the podcast. I talked all about it. And I was like, but Gabe didn't see. So like Gabe said it was fine. And then literally a week later, Gabe was like, no, I saw. I just didn't want to like make you feel bad.
It was really bad.
So now like, honestly, unburdening myself like hasn't made it better, but now making it into a segment, at least it was worth something.
It was worth something. It was worth the content. And also, now we're wearing less platforms.
Sensible shoes. Yes. Like, I'm married. I don't need to be wearing, like, crazy heels, you know?
We were wearing some tall... We all took our shoes off when we were out.
What was I wearing? I was wearing the shoes that I wore with you when we went out. Were the shoes I wore when I fell.
No. Yep. Well, you took them off. And I did. Like, we all did.
But Margo, that's a safe space. You never want to be the only girl taking your shoes off.
No, Margo did it first, and I was like, you know what?
Love that.
I would love to take these off.
Yeah, but like, if you're the only girl like wearing your shoes, it's like you're the one who can't hang.
Yeah.
So you never want to be the only girl to take off her shoes. But Margo really created a safe space for us to do that.
She did. I will always be the girl to like go to the buffet line first or something, but I will not be the girl to take my shoes off first.
Actually, I'm more conscious of food, so I'll be like the last person online for the buffet, but I won't be wearing shoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're barefoot in the buffet line.
We're barefoot in the buffet. That'll be the name of my next book.
Yes.
Barefoot at the buffet. Okay, so I think it's time. Shannon, are you ready to dive in? We have 6 stories today.
Let's
just because it's been a while. Here are the fast 5 stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast. And today's episode is brought to you by... excuse me, Allbirds. Spring is around the corner and the warmer weather is perfect for exercising outdoors. So that's why Allbirds is perfect for spring, really perfect for year-round, but it's the perfect shoe, perfect time to get outside and move, whatever your speed. So their Tree Dasher 2 is the next evolution of their Allbirds best-selling running shoe. They add comfort to every run with lighter, more responsive foam, extra grip, and an improved fit to keep you running and nature winning. They're made from their roster of natural materials like merino wool, eucalyptus, and sugarcane. Their lighter and more responsive foam adds a spring to every step. They have extra traction, grips for the pavement, and they have a sportier angular heel, which softens the impact on your foot. I don't know if I have flat feet, but like I don't have like normal feet, and I find the Allbirds to be extremely comfortable. Obviously, I don't, you know, spend a lot of time running outside, but I spend a lot of time running through airports, and Allbirds are super comfortable. So if you want to check out the Tree Dasher 2, their running shoe, discover your perfect pair at Allbirds.com today. That's Allbirds.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by Jenny Kane. Jenny Kane is doing home now. You love her cardigans, you love her shoes. She's doing home now, and they have some stunning pieces like the Brentwood Buccal chair, which comes in ivory and natural buccal, the handcrafted accent chair that everyone is obsessed with. It's perfect for your bedroom, your living room, or den. It adds interest and effortless style to any room. Jenny Kane is just like that girl. Like, she has effortless style. Like, if you don't, like, I'm not great at like design, but I feel like if I buy anything from Jenny Kane Home, like, it's good. You know, I know Jenny's stamp of approval is on it. They also have candles and slippers, which I already have at my house. Her candles smell amazing. Her slippers are everything of the sort. And it's just the perfect thing that you need to make your home like kind of like a California retreat. Her scents are inspired by California. They're hand poured in Los Angeles. They have shearling and suede slippers. They are the ultimate indoor indulgence. So get 20% off all furniture and home decor, free shipping on furniture, early product access, and much more with Jenny Kane Home membership at jennykane.com/membership, or you can just go to jennykane.com/home to create the space you'll never want to leave. That's jennikayne.com/home. All right, Shannon, are you ready for your first Fast Five?
I'm so ready.
So the first thing to talk about is the Grammys.
Yes.
They were on Sunday. I did get a chance to watch them after my show, and they were cute.
I did the recap via you.
Yeah, they were cute.
They were cute. Obviously, everyone was like, I like got very over all the like slap talk like so quickly.
I know.
We were all just like marinating in it, and we were just like... So everyone was talking about the Grammys, and I didn't realize the Grammys came so soon after the Oscars.
I know, and I just like, to be honest, like I'm still living in the Oscars.
Yeah, well, everyone is.
Yeah,
so
obviously.
Like when that happened, I was like, I'll look at the outfits.
Yeah, and you know what? I felt like there was like kind of a lot of star power missing. Like, you know, Beyonce wasn't there, Taylor Swift wasn't
totally.
There, Ariana Grande wasn't there. I didn't feel like it was really star-studded.
It just felt like a very new age
yes,
cast.
Yes, young.
Which, like, those photos honestly will, like, be iconic later on.
Yes.
We'll be like, oh, my God, look at Olivia Rodrigo when
That's
she was so young.
True.
But, like, in the moment, we're like, where the fuck is Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And she was nominated for Album of the Year. And a lot of people are quaking because it was... I thought it was going to be like Olivia Rodrigo sweep. She was nominated in the big four categories.
Yes.
New Artist, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Record of the Year. And she only won New Artist of the Year. She won two other Grammys, but not in the big four categories.
Right.
And people were like quaking over Jean-Baptiste, who I cannot lie, I had not heard of. I now know he's like the band leader for the Stephen Colbert Show.
Okay.
And when I was watching his performance, me and Ben were like, this guy is everything. Like, he was giving the most.
Yeah.
So was I extremely surprised? Yes. But I have to imagine that's how other people felt when Kacey Musgraves won. Now everyone loves Kacey Musgraves, but
right.
Some of us have been on the train for 4 or 5 years, and like
yes.
We knew. But I'm sure a lot of people were like, who?
Well, you know, do you remember when I mean, I know he's iconic, but I don't
Bon Iver?
Know. Beck?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
When he slept the Grammys, everyone was like, everyone that I know was like, who the fuck is Beck?
And right,
then,
right.
And then I remember roles reversed whenever Chris Stapleton swept
right.
the Grammys. I, being from Nashville, know and obsessed over Chris Stapleton, but at the time everyone was like, who the fuck is Chris? And I was like, don't you dare.
Right.
Chris Stapleton is iconic. So like,
but I guess it just begs the question, what is Album of the Year? Is it about the music that reached the most people? Because I think in that case it would have been Olivia Rodrigo or Billie Eilish.
Had to.
Or
was
is
she
it
nominated
about,
as well?
Yes.
Billie Eilish.
And Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Olivia Rodrigo. Like, it was stacked.
Yeah.
So what is Album of the Year? Is it, you know, songs that sold the most, or according to the Recording Academy, was the best, like substantially?
I think the Recording
Both.
Academy, they pick it, like
yeah.
based on their
style.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just, I'm shocked. I'm not going to lie. Like, really shocked.
I think like Happier Than Ever, is that the one that was nominated?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that album top to bottom.
Yeah.
And then Olivia's, like, I don't even have to go into
it.
Like, it top to bottom, like the new
Personally,
Avril Lavigne.
I'm an Evermore girl. Like, Taylor Swift has done so much in the last few years. People, like, crap their pants over Folklore. I did too, but, like, I really believe not enough people are crapping their pants for Evermore.
I had this debate with my friend because I like Evermore better than...
You do?
Yes.
Me too.
So I just like resonate with some of the songs more. I just think they're just like so, so vibey.
Special.
Like, I love them.
I think a lot of people consider Evermore to be like an afterthought of Folklore. But
because it came so quickly.
But I totally disagree. It was like songs that weren't good enough for Folklore. But I think it's better.
I like it better. But I will say like, and I'm a Taylor Swift Stan. But if we were like going to put the two albums, I do think Olivia's was better than Evermore.
Yes, I agree. I mean, personally, like my toxic trait is just like blindly following Taylor into like off a bridge. Like I will do anything into the abyss. But yes, I agree. And I loved Sour. Like I listened to it back and forth all summer. So for me, it was like kind of a no-brainer that she was going to sweep, and they just like didn't give it to her. So I thought that was weird. But I don't really believe in like getting mad. Unless it's for Taylor, but I don't really believe in like getting mad. Every artist deserves it. Like if you made your way to the Grammys and you got nominated, like in one way, you all deserve it. So even though I might not have chosen it and I wasn't really familiar with his work, I thought that the Grammys were a great commercial for him because I was like, this guy's energy is everything.
And you had left being like, oh my God, we loved him and now you know who he is.
And now I'm learning so much about him. Like he was like secretly married because his wife for the second time was diagnosed with leukemia, and so they just like got married, and it's like romantic story. So we're just learning things about someone we might not have learned, and I think that's great.
That is great.
Now what did you think about the performances and the looks? Like what stood out to you?
I just like stan Carrie Underwood as well. Her performance, she's just like kills it every time.
I agree. But those legs,
like, I'm a country, like
me too,
I'm a country girl through and through.
Me too. But that dress on the red carpet, like crime against
illegal
humanity.
And like I just illegal. Like I can't imagine she's ever gonna hear the shit I say, but like just like bad,
like really bad.
Like I always feel bad talking shit about someone's dress because you know they felt so good in it, like they would never have like left, but like that was it was a war crime.
I don't feel bad like at all, because let me tell you why. It's a dress. Carrie Underwood is not her clothing, and like when you are literally releasing songs and making millions of dollars off of one song, like I'm allowed to make fun of your dress.
Well, who wasn't telling her that it looked like a botched bell?
You know what, I actually saw TikTok today that really spoke to me, and it was I don't want to be mean, but like the women in country, like really from a fashion perspective, were disgraceful. At the Grammys. The best was Kelsey Ballerini. I thought she looked beautiful.
That. Yeah, classy.
Classy, simple. And the rest, it was, you know, Carrie Underwood's mustard yellow moment. It was Maren Morris's snakeskin dress with a bra popping out, which I didn't understand. And Mickey Guyton's atrocity.
I didn't see Mickey Guyton's outfit.
It was velvet shoes. It was fringe long sleeve. It was, she's just like a young, stunning star on the rise. Like it was aging her. Yeah. It was like the women in country just did not show up fashion wise, but they did show up in every other aspect. So did country in general. Brothers Osborne won.
Oh, did they?
For like,
I just watched the recap on here. So I didn't see as many performances. I just keep seeing these little clips.
By the way, same. I saw it on TikTok. But it was a big deal. And he talked about like coming out and how he never thought he would have. It was just like, I was so emo. Like the way I would take a bullet for TJ Osborne.
I was going to say, everyone in town thinks that though.
Like, oh, good. Okay.
Everyone in town is like, oh.
Would you ever date a country singer? Yeah.
Well, I did for 4 years, but I mean, not
who?
Like a...
Not, I'm sorry, I'm not in
my ex, John Gurney, he's a great country singer, but he's not like, you know...
Okay, what about Brett Eldridge for you?
Brett Eldridge for me, that sounds ideal, but I'm pretty sure he's dating like a supermodel right now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's so mysterious with his like dating life.
He's so quiet. He's like literally...
What about Chase Rice?
Chase Rice, my best friend dated him for 3 years.
So that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know...
We'll keep thinking.
We'll keep running through it. I don't know. I think that I've probably... I like that everyone in town is like, she's not a star fucker.
Yeah.
I like that about me.
Yeah, I like that about you too.
Yeah, so that's nice. And I feel like I get invited to everything.
Because you're not trying to like...
No one's like, oh my God, this bitch is going to come and like flirt with every... Right. Like we're keeping it nice and classy and low key. And like, I like that about me.
That takes a lot of restraint, because I imagine if I were you, like I would be star fucking my way to the top.
No, I'd be fucking. I just try not to fuck stars.
On the low, on the low.
I outsource the dick.
Oh, so that's
we're
really smart.
We're flying out. We're having people fly in. We're outsourcing the dick. And then in my town, everyone's like, what a saint.
Okay, and so I like how we're just blowing up your spot right here. When you get flown out for dick, do you pay for your own flight?
I've actually never, like, it'll be me already being where I'm at, and like maybe I'll meet someone, or maybe someone will set us up.
God, oh, that's nice.
I've never had a man buy me a purse, a flight, like, honestly,
gentlemen,
I'm open to the opportunity, but like
look at
that
this queen,
beautiful
get her
bag
a purse.
Sitting over there, like no, I've never.
You
had,
bought that purse yourself? That
I
Fendi
bought it
bag.
Yesterday.
Yesterday, wow,
she's a new girly.
You need like a man to buy you a Birkin, like now.
Yeah, where are they at? they're not watching. I know that.
No, I know. We have a very, very straight audience.
Same.
But maybe they have brothers.
Do you have cousins. A brother that wants to buy me a Birkin? Give me a brother Birkin.
Yeah, you need a Birkin brother. So other than that, it was like kind of boring, the Grammys, but it was fine. Love Doja Cat. No one in, there was no like.
Oh, I liked her outfits a lot.
Mine?
Yours? Thank always. You. Doja Cat's.
Me too. She was probably the best dressed in my opinion.
I love just like cutouts and tie. I just love sexy little bodies.
Yeah,
I
think Halsey also is up there for best dressed.
Yeah.
Hers I love cool. a hat.
Hers was really cool. It was different.
So, I don't know, maybe my bar is super high because of the slap, but I was like, when is something crazy going to happen?
Well, now everyone's thinking that about everything.
I know.
Should I slap you while we're here?
Please. Okay. Oh my God, you're the only person I would be like cool with it. I thought Trevor Noah was fine.
Trevor Noah?
The host.
Right.
He was fine.
Okay. Like, well, indifferent to it, obviously. So
yeah, he was just like really professional and like really not funny.
Ew, do you think he was scared because of what happened? Oh my gosh. That's sad.
Yeah, of course. And I think just like in general, beyond the slap, being a host is a thankless job. Like, yeah, it's so much work, especially if you're doing it as a woman. They have you change outfits 1,000 times.
Yes, and someone's always going to be like, that was boring. That wasn't good. I mean, there's no one that's just like, he killed it through and through. Someone always has something to say about one part of it.
You can't win because you're either like, if you really go there and say like crazy jokes, like Amy Schumer's getting backlash now.
Right.
Or so you're boring and then everyone's like, you're boring.
Right.
It's totally. I don't think there's a worse job in Hollywood, honestly.
No, and you're there for so long and half the shit is not even your written jokes.
No, of course
so
not.
So it's like, you like get all this backlash. And you're like, wait, but it wasn't mine.
Yeah, like, I didn't even write this crap.
I have funnier jokes.
Right, totally.
The Academy wouldn't let me say them. Yeah, so it's like.
So, you know what? It was fine. That's where I'm going to leave it.
Yeah, I didn't watch.
Last year's ratings were like an all-time low, and they're slightly up this year. So.
Yeah, but I think people were just tuning in to see.
Yeah, but I also think, like, they tried to combat that. They were streaming on Paramount Plus, which was like a first. You can watch it on CBS.
Okay.
So I think they thought the ratings would be, like, much higher with a streamer.
Right.
And I think that maybe for a while we thought like award shows were relevant because they're on cable. But now we think they're irrelevant just because they're irrelevant, not because they're not on a streaming service.
Well, and we're just so like, we're so privileged with all these You and E! News and all these things that just like regurgitate it for us that we so easily to
you
digest.
Don't need to I know everything that happened and I was on stage for more than half of the show.
Yeah, I don't have to watch it and I don't want to watch the boring Grammys because I can just get the good shit the next day.
I know. And it's like when the real A-listers don't come. What's
right.
the point?
I agree.
Okay, well, thanks for bringing down the Grammys with me, Shannon.
Of course.
And we have some more news. It is a Kardashians heavy day, but like there's major Skims news because her new campaign is literally breaking the internet.
Wild
as hell. She has hired Heidi Klum, Tyra Banks, and Alessandra Ambrosio for her new, and Candace Swanpoel, for her new Skims campaign. Mm-hmm. So she is, you know, kind of eclipsing the angels. The shapewear mogul's new swims icon campaign has supermodels Tyra, Heidi, Alessandra, and Candace posing together for the very first time. In the ads, the four former Victoria's Secret angels show off the Skims Fits Everybody collection of thongs, bras, and bodysuits. And Kim wrote on Instagram that her shoot was a blast. She said, it's been a while since we were all together, so it was so special to be reunited. And allegedly, like, it was just going to be the four of them, but then Kim was there, and she was like, I have to get in one photo. So there's pictures of the four, and then there's pictures of them with Kim.
And I'm dead because, like, it what point are you like, I'm gonna pop in?
Oh yeah, like imagine the confidence.
What was that conversation? She's just like, I mean, obviously Kim Kardashian, iconic and totally body
everything.
Right. Yes, everything. But I just can't imagine being like, so
let me just,
I'm
hop
just gonna
in.
Pop in for one. I don't know. Also, like, I think it's absolutely wild that she had all those people in one place.
I know.
What is their marketing budget?
I mean, they're like now valued like over, I think almost $2 billion. So like
Skims,
they have
Skims
alone. So they have a lot of money. And so this isn't surprising. And I do feel like this is kind of eclipsing some of the progress Victoria's Secret has made in the last couple months. Like Victoria's Secret has made it extremely clear that they are going to be like moving forward, like revamping the brand, more inclusive. Like they made huge waves when they signed Remy
and they
Bader
also,
from TikTok,
which love Remy and love. I love that for them. And I love that they acquire Frankie's Bikinis.
They just bought like an $18 million stock in Frankie's Bikinis.
Yeah.
So they're really trying to make progress. And I feel like this is just like shutting that down because like this is so iconic.
Tough. I mean, leave it to Kim to just like shut them the fuck. They're like, whoever's in the boardroom that's like, we've got it, we've done it, mark the T, dot the I. And Kim's like,
nope.
No.
Yeah, so that was my first thought was like, wow, this is iconic too. Like, oh my God, Victoria's Secret cannot catch a break.
No, cannot.
Cannot.
Well, I mean, they're making up for a lot of...
I know. Like, they're really... Like, they have Amira from TikTok, who's amazing. They have Remy from TikTok. I think that they are, like, really trying to undo all the damage they did in those really toxic years. Yeah. But to be honest, like, I don't know if a lot of people are really interested in a Victoria's Secret revamp, because I'm very much, like, a Skims girly now.
Well, I just, like, can't wear Victoria's Secret and not feel, like, young. Like, I feel like I'm in high school. Like,
I can't wear Victoria's Secret, period. Like, my breasts are too big.
Like, I literally can't wear it.
No, like Skims, when they have the Fits Everybody collection, like it truly fits everybody.
I literally feel like it's a travesty that for most of my life I thought I was a D cup, because Victoria's Secret makes you think.
Yes.
Like, do you know how many men I was like, I mean, I'm a 34D, and they were like, bitch, the fuck you are. No, you aren't.
You're so right. Like, their sizing is so toxic. It's whack. So incorrect. And I feel like the first time I learned what bra size I truly was when I took literally the third love quiz, because third love bras, and I was like, oh my, that's my actual size, and I've been moving forward with that size now, and the peace of mind and clarity I have, I've never felt more lucid.
Yeah, well, it's crazy too. No one feels good when they're wearing a size that it's labeled something different or whatever. All of that just shit does not feel good.
Like, agreed.
I think people think I'm smaller than I am. This happened. I was talking about this on my Instagram, because people will send me extra small shit, like
NPR like packages.
Yeah. Yes, and I'm like, just not an extra small. I'm really not. I'm a medium. And so I just want to wear size medium things. And
no, people are always sending me extra small, and it's so annoying. Like, guys, I'm an extra, extra small. Like, please get my size right.
Get it right. I think any sizing just sucks when it's not portrayed correctly. You're going to feel bad.
Especially in like fast fashion, where like the size is just whack.
Wild.
And like when you shop online so much, and then every now and then you'll go into like a department store and you're like, you're literally taking clothes into the dressing room that are 3-4 sizes bigger, because that's what you're used to buying on Shein.
Yes.
It's so toxic for like your mental health.
You do that. I do that. I'm like, okay, well, I'm probably going to go ahead and grab a XYZ in this. And then I'm like, wait, this is normal made clothes.
Right.
Like, this is well-made clothing. So I'm probably the size that I actually am. But fast fashion is, it's crazy as hell.
It's crazy as hell. And it's so cheap. So everything's so small. So you're literally sizing up 2-3 sizes.
No stretch, no give, no anything.
Nothing. And that's why I just love Kim more than anything. And I could literally write a thesis on this. Like when Kim did Fendi X Skim.
Yes.
It was Fendi X Skims. And like there were not only plus size models on the website, but like literally sizes that Fendi has never made in their life. I'm like, this is so iconic. Like, it's just the fact that this isn't the normal is so stupid. And the fact that Kim was able to get Fendi to size up is just next level.
Like, they're literally on the totem pole of like designer brands.
Right.
And like, they don't like waver for anyone, and they don't give a shit about any like bad, like really, I feel like brands that big just don't care about
bad
press. They're like, whatever, we're going to be iconic. We're Chanel, we're Fendi, we're whatever.
Exactly.
So the fact that Kim Kardashian could come in and like make them sell like these 3X, 4X sizes, iconic.
No, and you know what? I feel like the Kardashians get so much shit for like setting an unrealistic beauty standard, Khloe specifically. And I don't even want to get into that because I don't agree with it, but like there's a huge conversation about it. And no one even talks about like Good American. All my clothes are from Good American. It's literally the best website, except their returns are like a little fucked. But like Kim and Khloe and like all of their brands, like they're really making waves. They're walking the walk and they're talking the talk, and nobody talks about that. All they talk about is like how Khloe filters her face and she's setting an unrealistic beauty standard for women, when it's like, you were also mean to her back in the day, and that's why
she's doing this
right
now.
So she's just a victim of trauma. Like, fuck off.
Y'all were literally crazy to her.
Crazy.
Oh my God. Like, maybe one of the most, like, I'm like me comparing her to Princess Diana, but I'm like, honestly, like, she was so brutally attacked. I think more than Kim. Like,
Of
way,
course.
Way more than Kim with her, like, pregnancies and stuff.
Yep.
Like, I know that was her own
fucked
trauma.
Up.
But, like, I would be way more fucked up in the head.
Of course.
She's
so now,
killing it, honestly.
Yeah, and the way that everyone is just, like, now they're saying she's too skinny and her photos are too filtered. It's like, why do you think she's doing all of this? Like, for the years and years where like people wrote the nastiest things about her, people were tweeting, commenting the meanest things, like, she's literally damaged from that.
Also, could you imagine someone saying that you're too big your whole life, and then you like work out twice a day, eat healthy, have a chef, and you get like fit as fuck, and then someone's like, ugh, you're too skinny,
you're setting unrealistic body standards.
Smoke would literally come out of my ears. I'd be like,
I know.
Like,
so
what?
I prefer to focus on the good things that the Kardashians are doing.
I agree.
And I think a lot of people don't talk about how like Skims, Good American, Fendi X Skims, like, really are changing the game.
Game changers.
Game changers.
Agree.
I love Good American. Like, I think they're...
I stan Good American. I've done brand deals with them before.
I've recently started to buy them. Literally pretty much exclusively from...
Yes.
And I love their sizing because it's not small, medium, large. Like, no one wants to buy something that's, like, extra large. It's, like, embarrassing.
Totally.
So they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like, that is stunning
to
me.
Yeah, I love
stunning.
That. I also love that. I also love that whenever I worked with them as a brand deal, they like let a lot of brands are so picky about messaging, and they really were like, do what you want, we trust you.
Oh, I love that.
And I appreciated that. I was like, I'll cover the topics that you need me to cover,
but
can I say it the way that I want to say it? And a lot of brands are like,
very
no.
strict.
I mean, they're like, they don't trust these hoes. But mm-hmm. I'm like, trust me, a trustworthy hoe.
Yeah. I love Good American. I'm so glad you're on the same page. So Skims just like being iconic yet again. I'm so happy like that Skims is doing as well as we all thought it would be.
Yes.
And I'm so glad it's not called Kimono.
I almost just said, remember when they changed the name and now she's doing the same thing with her perfume line?
Well, she's changing KKW fragrances, obviously, because she's not KKW anymore.
KKW Beauty as well, I'm sure then, right?
Right, so KKW Beauty has been like shut down for a couple months. They're like rebranding the formula, rebranding whatever. So I do believe like KKW Beauty and fragrance will come back as one company, which they should.
It should, well, yeah.
And I don't fragrance. Know what it's going to be called.
I kind of forgot she did perfume and that's kind of where she started.
I know.
Which is so crazy, but she was like doing this whole like repertoire and like giving this like back, like you guys from the moment I came out with Gardenia, I was like, what the fuck? I don't remember any of this
Crystal
shit.
Gardenia. Oh my God. I thought it was so crazy that people were buying perfumes online that they've never smelled.
That.
Psychotic.
Which, by the way, I remember being like, I want this, obviously, because I am such a basic bitch. And I was online and I was like reading the notes and I was like, I don't know what this means.
What is like a...
I bought the sample pack.
Oh, good.
I did do that. But it's crazy because I did smell two of them like, ooh.
Yeah, no, I know. It's like... The fact that KKW Fragrances was as successful as it was and nobody ever smelt it before
Star
buying is so crazy.
No, wait, I didn't realize that no one fucking smelt it.
No, it's psychotic. It's the craziest thing. That's the power
crazy.
Of Kim Kardashian.
That is crazy.
So we love Skims over here. We're big supporters. And speaking of more Kardashian drama, Kanye West has dropped out of Coachella with less than 2 weeks before the festival begins. And I'm really over talking about Kanye, but I do feel like this is a positive development because Kim...
Did he drop out or did they pull him?
He dropped out and it was reported that allegedly he told Kim he was going to stop and then go away and get some help.
I saw that.
So I feel like this is part of that.
Okay. Well, then here I'm here for that.
Me too.
I'm actually going to Coachella and which I can't tell if it's my worst nightmare or if I'm going to have fun.
Have you been?
Like, I went one time, but I only went for one day because my flights got messed up and I was delayed like 3 days in Dallas. So I feel like I went there for a brand deal at the time. Mm-hmm. I took a photo in front of the Ferris wheel and left.
Yeah.
Because it was so late and botched. So I haven't experienced it that way. And going with Revolve. So like they've done the whole like VIP.
Yeah.
And I feel like it'll be.
They'll take care of everything.
Yeah. So that'll be posh and fun and cool. But like I don't really love like the outside, you know?
No, I know. Can I tell you? I've been twice. And before I went for the first time, like it was my idea of hell. And I was like so negative about it.
That's how I think I'm being.
Yeah, but then like you get there and first of all, you really don't go to the festival until the night and it gets so much cooler. Like it's not that hot.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of like everything. Like,
really?
I know. It's like so lame and toxic.
Wait, I'm trusting you on this.
But and I'm the most negative bitch alive. Like I hated Coachella and I'd never even been. And we went, me and Jackie, for a brand deal. And so we didn't really have like a bunch of things planned. We ended up having like a really good time that the next year, like we fully planned out, like we got a house.
Wait, I love.
Like we had a good time. I don't think I would ever go back again. It's definitely something you should experience.
Right.
Revolve makes it really premium. The parties are so fun. They have amazing performers.
Cool.
So it's honestly not the worst.
Okay.
Stagecoach is better. Are you going to Stagecoach?
I'm going to Stagecoach with Show Me Your Mumu, and that'll be really fun.
Oh, good. Okay, I'll be there too.
Sorry. Okay, yay. But so, I agree with Kanye.
Yeah.
I think I like this. I like this for him. If
I think
he's
it's
really
time.
Pulling out to do that. But I feel like he always does this, and it's kind of like so...
Toxic,
and he really is like... It's like the... And I mean, I hate to use these like triggering words, but like it's the abusive ex that like does this stuff, and then he comes back, and he's like, I promise I'm getting help. And I feel bad for him because he obviously has admitted that he has mental
issues.
Health,
yeah.
So I'm just like... I really feel like it's such a constant stream of, and now I'm going to go away, mm-hmm. be better, and I'm going to come back, and everyone's going to, which again, I love his music.
I know.
Of course, if I could separate the two from church and state, like
right.
really obviously love his music, but I just feel so bad
for Kim. Me too.
I just feel so bad for her. And I feel like she's probably, if I was her, I'd be thinking, okay, he's going to go away and come back. And like,
it's just
what's
a cycle.
To say he's not going to do it 5 years from now.
Yeah. So like, I've really been annoyed with Kanye in recent weeks and like really not even wanting to talk about the stuff because at the end of the day, like we can all like eat up the gossip and everything.
Right.
But it's Kim's life and this is harassment and this happens to a million people who
right.
don't have security
totally.
And all this stuff.
Totally.
So I'm like, I really am like annoyed with him and I'm glad that I think we're at the end of it now and he'll
yeah.
go and seek help.
Yeah.
But
do you think her and Pete are going to get married?
Okay. So like the way we've talked about Kim and Pete, like the evolution has really changed. Cause at first it was like, yes, this is the perfect bachelor bounce back rebound.
Right.
And now like, it's just reported like Kim met his grandparents. She came to Staten Island this weekend. Like and then like seeing the text messages of like him defending Kim
yes.
to Kanye, like yes. the way
and he's branded.
Yeah, I know. The way that I am so obsessed with this couple, like
I am
it's
too.
Not healthy. And I never thought I would like want this for Kim, but I think that like she's having the time of her life.
I love.
I think she had like a good marriage, but that like in the last few years was really hard. And she hasn't like been in love in a few years. And I think she's like having this whirlwind romance, and I'm obsessed.
Scared. I think she's literally been scared. And I think if I was Kim Kardashian, I think that I would be like, who the fuck do I date next?
I know.
And I know it's like she could date anyone. So she's like, who do I date next? And I think like when I see pictures of them, I literally am like, she's so happy right now.
I know.
That bitch is getting digged yes. down in Dallas and she is happy.
Yes.
She is happy. And I just like it. I'm giddy over it.
But so people are saying here's who's going to replace Kanye.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I feel like a lot of people.
I haven't even looked at the performers for Coachella. Thank God.
I think a lot of people bought tickets like to see Kanye. So I think a lot of people might be like really
bummed.
Disappointed. Yeah. But they're saying maybe The Weeknd, maybe Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Maybe Tyler, the Creator.
Okay, so he was the headliner,
yes.
correct? Okay, so this is pretty crazy then that he just dropped the fuck. I mean, the headliner, because like when you
one.
Watch, I don't know if you've seen the, I don't know if it's a documentary or whatever it was with Homecoming, with it shows.
Yes, Beyonce.
It shows the work that they put
months.
In. Months. It's months and months and months. It's performance, it's stage work. It's all
dancing, choreography.
It's crazy. And then I was at Coachella the year that Ariana Grande was there. And I remember watching being like, there's a spaceship. Now
right.
there's a this. How do they do all this? How does she know all this? Where does she know her feet go? And then I was like, oh, they do this for, it's like the pin. It's a pinnacle for people.
Right.
You know
no, it's
I
like
mean?
A Super Bowl halftime show.
Exactly. It is, I would say one of the steps below.
Yeah, agreed.
And so, cause it's just like so sought after and it just, preparation.
Yes.
I'm like the preparedness.
Yeah.
The preparation for it is wild. So yeah. Who the fuck
it's
is going to
2 weeks
pull
away.
Do you think they'll do someone that's already done it that like kind of has.
Or maybe someone that's on tour currently that has an opening.
Stage
because they're already like, you know, choreographed and stuff.
Yeah.
Or someone crazy. That requires very little, like someone who's more understated,
Ed
like
Sheeran.
Who doesn't. Right. Like an Ed Sheeran, just a man and his guitar.
Have you ever been to one of his shows?
I have. And I literally thought it was the worst concert I'd ever been to.
I cried. I thought it was the best concert
what?
I'd ever been to. I would put it in my top three. Well, because I love his music. And
so do I, by the way.
But I was like, this is crazy. He has absolutely no overhead for this whole, like my brain
it's
goes
him
there.
And his little pedal.
His pedal.
And his guitar. And I'm like, okay, I get it. That's
the
really.
Set doesn't change. Nothing changes.
I think the biggest venue you can do with that kind of style is maybe an arena. I saw him at a stadium. It was outside. There's like helicopters. I'm like, I can't even hear this bitch. Like, it was so quiet.
I saw him at a stadium, but I was in a box where they feed the.
I was in a box too, by the way.
They feed it through. Maybe.
I got nothing fed to me.
Okay, they fed ours through. And so we were just like having the best time. But like, honestly, I remember just all I could think about was like the finances behind it all. I was like, he is
yeah.
fucking cashing out, not having to pay anyone.
No, you're 100% right. Like, that's why comedians make so much money when they tour.
Totally.
Because it's literally a man and a stool. There's
yes.
no overhead.
Right.
And so I was thinking the exact same thing when I saw Ed Sheeran. I'm like, no, this tour, and it's a stadium tour, like, he's making millions per
There's
show.
Also just no, I was kidding about him, like, headlining Coachella. Like, no, everyone would be like, what the fuck?
No, it's so low energy. Like,
yeah, like, what?
I mean,
everyone's on Molly. They're like.
A lot of people are hoping it's Taylor. I think Taylor, first of all, would never replace Kanye. Like,
oh,
she's too, like,
she would
proud.
Never.
She would never. I think just a lot of people are like hopeful
Such
about that.
Such a good call. She would
but
never.
To replace someone of Kanye's stature, you need like a Kanye, an Ariana, a Taylor, an Ariana, a Beyonce. Like that's
Got
the name
to.
Like that you need.
Damn, I wonder if Beyonce would do it again. You know, that's an interesting take that people don't want to touch the replacement of Kanye.
Right, because it's like a.
It's icky.
It's like sloppy seconds.
Well, no, I think anyone would be happy to like just be like, yeah, I'll fill in. But I just feel like people wouldn't want to, like you said, like they're now associated with the.
You know what? I actually think Justin Bieber is the perfect person to do it.
I agree.
He's on tour right now, so like his show's already choreographed. I don't know if he has like the day available. He might have a show that day. But I do think he would be perfect for it. And he's friends with Kanye, so it's not a big deal.
Not weird.
And he's like just as big.
He's just as big. Has he done Coachella before?
I don't think so.
So that's the only thing I could see him being like, I'm not going to half-ass it my first
right,
time.
Right. No, you want to have like the announcement. Like
yeah.
you want the whole thing.
Okay. I'm very interested in this.
Me too. But like people like pay a lot of money to be
totally.
There.
Totally.
So like you need to really step your pussy up.
Set the pussy up. Yeah. Pop the pussy for us.
Do you think The Weeknd would be an appropriate fill-in?
You know, I love The Weeknd's music, but I just have never, like, gotten down with him. Like, I don't think I could watch a whole Weeknd show. Like,
I know.
I remember he did, was it Super Bowl? Where he was in the mirrors and he was, like whatever. And I just remember being, like, I'm not, like, popping my pussy.
Yeah.
I'm not obsessed. I'm not obsessed. It was more art, and I understand that it was definitely more like artistic than it was like a banger's.
Right. Like, you're not headbanging.
Yeah. But people love The Weeknd, and he can totally like I think people on drugs would really like to see The Weeknd.
I know, you really have to take in that factor of the drugs. I saw Gaga and it was life-changing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Gaga was would be a top performer, I feel like. Well, she was at Coachella.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the first time we went, and that's like, me and Jackie had a brand deal, so we were like, okay, Gaga's going.
You don't realize you know every Gaga song, but you do, you know every Gaga song.
Every single one.
And they're all like head boppers.
People at Coachella are very like alternative, like, I love like, I can't relate. Know, like,
I'm not that Paula. Interesting.
And so I thought like a lot of people wouldn't have been into Gaga, but like, she just has a way about her. Like, everyone fucking slaps.
She's
everyone loves the song.
She's endearing also. Like,
yes. And quite the performer.
Anytime I see any of her interviews and stuff, I'm endeared to her. Like, right. I like her.
Cause there could be 100 people in a room.
Yes, totally.
And 99 of them don't believe in you, but I believe in you, Shannon.
Thank you so much.
Pink is like starting drama in our next story.
And your merch?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I totally forgot to promote new merch. Sneak peek. Can't say. Okay. Pink is mocking Rolling Stone magazine. You've been irrelevant since 1990.
Oh.
So they posted on Instagram like this picture of promoting an article, like 25 of the best Grammys performances to talk about the Grammys. And then I guess they left her off of it, and she has
Did she perform?
In recent history, she was doing aerobics. You know, she was singing up in the air, you know.
Oh, they meant in general.
In general, not this year. Just like in history, before the Grammys premiered on Sunday, they were like, watch back some of the best. And they left her out of it. And they posted a picture on Instagram, like top 25, whatever. And the picture that they had posted was a picture of Taylor Swift and was like, here are 25. Click the link in our bio to see the top 25 Grammys performances. And I guess they left Pink out of it, and they used a picture of Taylor Swift to promote. And Pink has been like, not overly, but like, she's been critical of Taylor Swift in recent years.
Yeah, I've seen.
Especially on Watch What Happens Live, like before Taylor, back in the day when Taylor used to like not talk about politics.
Right.
Pink was like giving her shit for it. So I just feel like there's tension there, which like breaks my heart, because like, these are two queens.
I just like all these flavors in Chicho's salt. That's just crazy to
I
me.
Know.
Like, I wouldn't be. I think it speaks more that she's affected by an article by Rolling Stones. If you're saying that you've been irrelevant since 1990, they hold space in your head.
Right.
Like, they're living rent free.
This is what she wrote. Ha 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 ha. You guys have been irrelevant since 1990. This is the magazine that used to feature people like John Lennon and Muddy Waters. Hunter S. Thompson wrote political pieces. They put Tina Turner on their cover. Then they sold out, and all credibility went to shit when style over substance and revenue over authenticity went into play. That's when Snooki became acceptable coverage. Give me a fucking break. Do your homework. You don't have to like me or my music or anything about me, and believe me, I could give a shit. Sounds like you do give a shit. But this is the biggest sellout in fucking history when it comes to a publication we all once trusted. Fuck Rolling Stone, and I felt that way for many decades, and so many... Man, it's really long. And so many of my favorite... Hold on, it's loading. It's really long. And so many of my favorite artists and peers have. This isn't just about their horrendous opinion of rating Grammy performances. It's decades of wasting trees and people's time.
Oh my God. She
brought
the trees into it.
I didn't think she had to really bring Snooki into that. Like, honestly. I thought that was actually kind of fucked up.
Wait, when you said that, I was like, aw, rude.
I know. Like, leave Snooki out of this. She's just doing her best.
She's doing her best, and she never claimed to be like
a singer.
Rolling Stones acclaimed. Artist, like, she's just out here eating pickles and like
living her best life,
putting her ass in a mini fridge.
I know,
and she's like come a long way. Honestly, I know. Justice for Snooki is what
agree.
This whole podcast should be about, because
agreed.
I just, and what a like random little blurb she threw in there, like,
right,
like pick someone that's done like really mean things to people and like use them as your like blurb,
right? But, like someone we can all get behind, a true villain.
Yeah, I would. That was jarring when you read that part. I was like, oh, rude.
No, I know. It's like, leave Snooki out of it. And I get what Pink is saying. Like, first of all, she should be included in that artist
sure.
list, whatever. It's not the biggest deal. It's not it's not facts. It's just like this dumb article, like listicle from Rolling Stone. Like, so who actually cares?
It's like BuzzFeed at this point. Like,
right, exactly.
We know that people aren't going to like the stores, and rarely are people picking them up. So honestly, like all these publications are having to put out so many internet articles.
So much content.
Because everyone's consuming so much online. Mm-hmm. So like, I mean, it was probably just a random filler article.
Like, no, I know. And now she's like bringing so much attention to it. And honestly, the whole message she wrote is like about how she doesn't give a shit. But like, you don't spend that much time writing a Megillah when you don't care. Like, you obviously care.
Rent free. They're in your head. Rent free. Like,
and that's just so not Pink. Like, I watched her documentary and she really is that bitch. Like, she doesn't give a fuck. So what are you doing?
What are you doing?
This is like kind of like a losery thing on Pink. I want to say.
I think it's very loser behavior.
Yeah, which makes me sad because Pink is not a loser, like, no, by any stretch.
Neither is Snooki, by the way.
No, Snooki is amazing. Leave Snooki out of it.
I just think leave her out.
I'm feeling like Chris Cracker, like, leave Snooki alone. It's really not cool, and this is kind of loser behavior from...
She's also, like, she's always kind of brought women up, and I just feel like that's, like, that's just weird.
It's really unlike her. I'm, like, shook.
Yeah, it feels like very, like, sore loser behavior.
I know, and it's, like, not even something worth fighting over. It's a stupid article.
I know. Ew, she like, it's giving me Reddit vibes.
Yeah, I'm not.
She's like, I don't even care.
Yeah.
And you're like,
She stated like three times, like, I don't give a fuck.
I don't care. As if I could give a shit. We're like, you're quaking. You're quaking.
No, you wrote like a long ass comment. Like,
you had to wait for the character limit.
Yeah, right. You care, Pink. And that's fine. It's okay to care. Like, I think it's just time we start normalizing, like, caring what other people think about you. Cause, like,
being upset,
nobody on the planet cares more about me, what other people think, than me. So, like, I totally get it. But it's kind of illusory to, like, act like you don't care when your actions are clearly saying otherwise.
Care. Yeah, that's always like, I always try to not say I don't care because I care so fucking much about so many things.
So deeply.
Even when I don't care and I say I don't care, I'm like, people aren't buying it.
Yeah, like, no, I'm like always that bitch. Like, I don't give a shit. If you knew how many times I cried myself to sleep, like, I care a lot.
I'd be caring.
I
try to keep that narrative pretty clear.
You can call, like, me Karen. I'm Karen.
I'm fucking Karen. No. Fuck. Too long for me to get that one. I just, like, I think I'm pretty honest and open about, like, how articles, like, fucking suck.
Of
and
course.
I have to physically just, like, not look at them. Because if I look at it, I'm going to be Karen.
You have such a strong accent. Where are you from?
Really? You think it's Southern?
Are you Southern?
I'm from South Carolina, yeah.
Yeah, you sound like hella Southern.
Wow, okay. People say that, people in the South say I don't sound Southern at all.
Oh,
and
no.
Then people outside of the South are like, where are you from?
Yeah, you are, so you live in Nashville, but you're from South Carolina.
Yeah, so just like South. Like, juggling the balls.
You're so Southern.
The South. Yeah.
I like it. I won't talk like that too. That was not good. That wasn't good. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I don't know who you just offended, but I think like.
No, so,
like,
I grew up watching Honey Boo Boo, and that's the influence.
Oh, okay. Honey Boo Boo was good.
The best show on TV for a while.
No, really good. Honestly, hate to see the downfall the family's taking.
Really, really tough. But if you want to go back and watch old episodes, I highly recommend. But I also recommend that you don't eat, because it's like one of the most disgusting shows. They're always like, they're like throwing mayo at each other. Like, it's really sick.
They're like just like fisting cheese balls. Yeah. And then they're like
one
chewing
them up. One
of the
kids has like an extra toe, and they're like always playing with the toe. It's really sick.
It really is sick.
It's sick.
It's like borderline like one of those it was on TLC.
TLC, yeah.
Oh my God. I was like, it's going to be like, I skip past TLC so fast, because even the titles of the show, I'm like,
1,000 Pound Sisters.
Yes.
Such a good,
like,
show.
What's the one? The hoarding one.
Hoarders.
I cannot with the hoarders.
Hoarders. Buried Alive.
They're actually buried alive. And
don't forget,
like,
about my 19-pound scrotum.
I want to.
Yeah, no,
I
you shouldn't
forget about it.
Sister Wives, a classic.
Oh, you know what I got really into back in the day?
What?
Gypsy.
Gypsy Weddings.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I mean, my mom would have to peel me away from the TV. And then one time I went to this little town in South Carolina that was like, I don't know, I think I was trying to buy like a prom dress for cheaper.
Right.
And I was like, wow, some of these dresses. And she was like, you know, we were on,
was it
like,
my Big Fat Gypsy Wedding?
My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding.
Okay.
She was like, you know, we were on that. And I was like,
sold.
Shut the fuck up. I'm getting one here.
The chokehold that show had me in.
Unreal.
First of all, the way they would get into those
dresses.
Crazy, no, fights.
Oh.
Like at the wedding, at the ceremony, they'd be beating the shit out of each other.
No.
And their dresses.
I mean, and they always looked like actual, like, character. Like, yeah. And that's just what they
cartoons,
looked like.
Yeah.
It was so wild. And then it was also like so weird that they were getting married at like 14.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was also cringy, but I like, could. It was the TLC show that I could not. It had me in a chokehold.
I'm so glad you just brought that up because like I totally had forgotten about that show and like I was obsessed.
You need to go back and watch it because like the amount of work these women were putting in on these dresses.
To get into those dresses, yeah, they were literal like the size of a trailer.
Yes. And then some of the women that were making them were like, yeah, I'll only do two dresses a year because I'll pay for my whole salary right. for the whole year because it also takes me 6 months to make it.
Right. And the crazy thing was that these people like literally lived in squalor and they just like saved up every single dollar.
For the wedding.
For the wedding. Like they didn't spend money on anything else.
They
live
in campers.
Right. Like just to save for the wedding.
Crazy. Also, I really liked Wife Swap that I still, of course. I quote King Curtis like daily.
Did you ever watch Sister Wives?
Sister Wives? No, I didn't get into that.
It's still on the air.
Oh, really?
And there's a lot of drama. One of the wives just left.
Oh. Christine. How long have they been sisters and friends?
Well, they have been wives and sisters since I was in high school. That's when I started watching the show. So 11th grade, like 2011.
That's a long-standing show.
It's a long marriage, too.
They're all, it's not, they're not jumping from different, like, men with,
there's one man, four wives. Same family.
This whole time.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's deep. And they've kind of been run out of, like, they used to live in Utah, and then they were, because polygamy, like, is not legal.
Yeah.
So they were, like, run out of Utah, then they went to Nevada, then Arizona, and I think they're back in Utah.
It's illegal in at least one state, probably Florida, right?
I don't think it's illegal anywhere, but I'm not 100%
sure. You don't
think
it's legal anywhere?
No. I think it might be legal in Nevada. That's it.
Damn.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. I'm learning a lot from TLC.
Yeah, TLC.
We have a few more stories that are brought to you by Manscaped. Ladies, have you started spring cleaning yet? The carpets need cleaning, the drapes need dusting, and you and your man's lawn need mowing. Spring has sprung, and the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming have the best tools for cleaning aisle 5 in your pants. Join the other 4 million individuals worldwide who have trusted Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code TOAST. Manscaped has the full package your household needs for spring cleaning this year. The Performance Package 4.0 is the only tool you need to keep the lawn smooth and smelling fresh. Help them smell the roses with the Weed Whacker, the nose and ear hair trimmer, and they provide proprietary skin-safe technology which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs on your sensitive areas. Manscaped is also committed to raising awareness for the most common form of cancer in men, which is age 15 to 35, and giving support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer as a part of their We Save Balls collection. So with the start of Testicular Cancer Awareness Month in April, Manscaped has partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. Get 20% off and free shipping with code TOAST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code TOAST at manscaped.com. Ben loves Manscaped. We use all of their products. Out with the old grooming habits and in with the new at Manscaped. All right, Shannon, are you ready to keep going? How are you feeling so far?
I'm feeling good. I really liked all the verbiage of that ad.
Yeah, you're a balls girly?
Yeah, I'm just so inappropriate. I'm like a child.
Well, personally, I can't participate in any activities where balls fly at my nose. So.
You don't like them?
No, it's a quote from Clueless. Well, there goes your social life.
Sorry.
Come on, Shannon.
Oops.
Okay, next up, this is like the breaking news of the day. I don't know why I buried it.
I thought you were
going
to have like a really interesting story of why you can't have balls fly at your face.
No, when Amber gets a nose job, I can't participate in activities where balls fly at my nose in gym class. This is the breaking news of the day, and I don't know why I buried it so hard, but Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are married.
Shook to my core. When you told me this, I said—
It just happened.
I go like this. I go, I have chills, full body chills.
So basically, the Grammys were in Vegas. They were there because Travis performed with someone I can't remember.
This is confirmed, like 100% so confirmed.
It's from TMZ, which pretty much means it's confirmed.
Okay.
So they were in Vegas, and allegedly they eloped at a Las Vegas chapel at 1:30 in the morning, local time. And TMZ has reported, the insiders told the outlet that Kardashian 42 and Barker 46 didn't allow the venue to take pictures. They brought their own photographer and security, and the Keeping Up with the Star and the Blink-182 drummer reportedly asked for an Elvis Presley impersonator to officiate the ceremony. However, this will not be the PDA-packed Lovebirds' only wedding, according to the report. Sources also said that there will be several other celebrations in the future. Lots of fanfare, and I quote. So they just got married legally. This reminds me of when Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner got married after the Grammys, and like Diplo was there, because they were getting married abroad, and they needed a legal license, so they did in Vegas, which I thought was like so cute and funny.
Thought it was cute.
Like his brothers were there, because it was like somewhat planned, but it was still an elopement.
Right.
So this is just like so un-Courtney, because she, like, they're so family oriented.
Yeah. Wait, so her family wasn't there?
I don't think so. They weren't in Vegas.
They were so mad that Diplo blew up their spot.
Right.
And I like wish someone blew up their spot. I want to see pics from
it. I know. I'm sure we actually will see.
I could see them not doing like a super formal wedding, and I could see, wait. Never mind. I take that back. She's never been married before.
I know. And like, as much as they're like so kind of like crazy, emo, weird, they're also like very traditional.
They are.
So I kind of think we'll be getting like a big Catholic wedding. They're very religious, the Kardashians.
They are.
So like,
I thought that the engagement was so like traditional. It was almost kind of chuggy.
Yes, like, I completely agree.
Like when I saw it, I was like, ew.
No, I know. That's like so not Travis Barker.
Yeah, I was like, not the heart-shaped roses.
Right, no, it's 100% chuggy. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, so I'm shocked that they did that. But also, I'm just going to say, and like I'm standing Kourtney being happy right now.
Me too.
Like all the Kardashians are just seeming like
best
they're
season.
Falling into the right, like dude, the right dudes are falling into the Kardashians.
Yes.
Okay. So I am happy for that. But I also like low key think that getting married in Vegas and eloping is also kind of chuggy.
Yeah.
It was cute whenever Sophie and
Joe did it. Because they still had
shocking.
Like a full wedding, and this was like, before you get married in Italy, you need an American marriage license.
Right.
So it was kind of like two birds, one stone. It was like a funny, cool moment after the Grammys.
Right.
But then it was also,
maybe
you know,
they're getting married. Maybe they're doing it abroad too. I don't know. I just feel like it's very them in the sense that they're like rocker or whatever.
Right.
But it's
right.
Like also just
it's
kind
very
of like,
Pam and Tommy.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I guess whatever.
I hope that they're like filming this for the Hulu show, which premieres literally in 10 days.
They have to. There's no
I know.
Way.
I know.
She's
but
been
Kourtney's
a good sport.
So like, you know, boundaries.
Yeah, but she's been a better sport. I feel like she's been showing a lot. Like, I would have never guessed she would show like her
engagement. Oh yeah,
and, yeah, the journey. I
when
mean,
they said that they, I don't know. A lot of times on reality TV, like when people don't have anything to talk about, they like say they're going to try for more kids. Like
totally.
We've seen that on Housewives so many times.
So many times,
and it's kind of like filler. So I'm really hoping that's not the case because I would love to see a Barker-Dashian child.
I dead ass think they want to have kids. I believe.
I think so
them.
Too because they're so. Obsessed with one another.
I'm also just like such a like I will follow the Kardashians into the abyss, so I'm like I believe them. They want to have babies.
No, and they've really said like in no uncertain terms that this show is very different from the E! Show. The E! Show, especially towards the end, was filled with so much dumb like fake
like
pranks.
Like pranks. I was looking at the pranks like
yeah.
I couldn't.
And they made it seem like that's what E! Really wanted, and that this is very like documentary style.
Yeah.
Much more real.
Love.
So I have to imagine what we're seeing is truthful.
That's gonna be hard for them because I bet when they showed up to work every day, they're like, we know we gotta do the thing.
Stupid
we gotta do that. We gotta shake the salads.
We gotta dress up as each other.
We
huh?
gotta call fuck on what's his name?
Todd Cranes.
Todd Cranes.
Auntie
like,
Chris.
Like I wonder if they're like, damn, it's kind of hard to be this real on television.
Harder work for sure.
Yeah, but you know,
but they're also doing it on their own terms.
Just needs to get up and work.
No, you need to get your fucking ass up and work. Because honestly, it seems like no one wants to work these days.
Nobody.
That's so
true. You need
true.
To surround yourself
with people
that want
to
work.
So happy for Kourtney and Travis. Like, I do really stan.
Yeah.
I need Kim and Pete to like follow in these footsteps because I'm
Agreed.
So obsessed. And I see a bromance brewing between Scott and Pete. They keep like posting
they
each
are.
Other on Instagram. Scott took a video of, they all have these like really cool golf carts
okay.
that Chris got them all for Christmas.
I saw.
And Pete was driving Kim's pink one.
Yes.
He like dropped something off at Scott's house and Scott took
but
a video.
Scott and Pete would get along.
100%. Like degenerative.
Totally fun.
Being degenerative.
They're like the spinoff of Jackass.
Bad boys. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. And
they're
I love
like
that
a bunch
Scott,
of YouTubers in a mansion that just got
Logan
like all
Paul
the money.
Energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that Scott is still in the fold because like even though he's messed up many a time,
I
do have a safe space in my heart for him.
I do as well.
But he needs to stop with the underage girls.
It's odd.
It's disgusting.
And they all look the same.
Exactly.
And they all go through not skinny, not fat. Amanda, we love her.
Uh-huh.
She just talked about how the transgression of like once, it's like the Scott Disick effect after he like, are they in things with him? Because
they have like the best season
yes,
of their life.
Yes,
yeah.
They become like these classy.
Yep.
Like,
Sophia Richie is like.
Unreal.
In the best place
yes.
ever.
Yes. I also like love her. Is it her husband or her
oh,
boyfriend?
I don't know. Is she married?
I don't know, but he's so sexy to me.
Yeah.
His
I don't
glasses.
Know what he looks like because he's like a nobody, but,
yeah, but
happy
hot.
For him.
Tall and hot.
Love that for her.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we do have six stories just because I thought this was interesting and I wanted to get your take on it.
Okay.
Elon Musk has snagged a Twitter board seat after buying the largest stake in the U.S. social network. So Twitter announced this morning via tweet and a filing with U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission that Elon Musk, who's obviously known for PayPal, SpaceX, Tesla, is joining the social network's board of directors. News broke earlier in the week that Elon had purchased more than 9% stake in the social media company after criticizing its speech policies in late March. The news that the technology entrepreneur had purchased several billion dollars worth of Twitter stock sent the shares of the company very high yesterday. And then the Twitter CEO announced this morning in a series of tweets saying, "I'm excited to share that we are appointing Elon Musk to our board. Through conversations with Elon in recent weeks, it has become clear to us that he would bring great value to our board. He's both passionate and intense critic of the service, which is exactly what we need on Twitter and in the boardroom to make us stronger in the long term. Welcome, Elon." So I'm just like really jealous of the fact that, like, you know, you can like not like something in a company, so you just buy it and change it. Like, I want to have enough money to buy TikTok and then give myself more followers.
Yeah, no, you know, shadow ban. I listened to you in Hannah's episode.
I'm shadow banned.
We're like, air quotes. I see you pop up on my feed too, but I think it does. It's very curated to what you want, and I want you. So,
oh, that's so sweet.
I think that's iconic to be like, not interested in what you're doing. I'll buy you.
Right.
Like,
let me just do it better.
Yeah. I wonder if he's gonna like really, really change it up. And do they let board members change it up that much just because they're a board member? I don't know. Right.
I mean, I do think that Twitter is obviously like open to his suggestions because he could have bought the 9% stake and not gotten a board seat, but they gave him one.
Yeah. Right.
But also, Twitter's fucking irrelevant. So like, Elon Musk is out here making news about Twitter. Like, they should be grateful. They should be giving him more stock.
Agreed. There are people out there that are Twitter stans still. They're like, only the funny shit happens on Twitter. And don't agree.
Not
like,
true. Only toxic shit goes down on Twitter. Like, if you have a lot of followers on Twitter, you're toxic.
Yeah. And I just like the fact that they make you make such short little blurbs. Like, I have more to say.
Yeah.
And
we're long-winded queens.
Nothing comes across correctly on Twitter, I don't think. And I just think I want to delete mine. Sorry, Elon.
I deleted years ago.
Yeah. I just want to, I'm not interested in it. It's not even good.
It's not fun.
Anyway, sorry, Elon. That was a poor business mistake, I think.
I know, but I kind of love just like the boss ass energy.
Absolutely.
Of just buying something that you need to fix. You know,
I was telling you about the bodega. I'm like, I buy the bodega.
Yeah,
I'm
right. Like, and then they'll start remembering your name. They'll start calling you boss. It's Shannon. No, they'll start calling you boss. I love that. If you had unlimited money, like, what company would you buy? I would really buy TikTok. I'm dead serious because, one, I think it's a good investment.
Yeah, I think that's a great investment.
And two, like, then I would finally get more followers.
Yes, I would just like make myself like Tom from MySpace.
Right.
Where everyone has to when they follow. Make one that's like, he's on there and you 100%. Can't remove him as a friend.
And then like everyone I don't like, I would take their
checks away.
Yeah, no, not in their checks, their whole accounts. I would disable them. I would just go into the office every day and be like, who's starting stuff on with me today?
Yeah,
delete.
That's good. Twitter was doing a lot of that as well.
Ban.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a company that I would just, mayonnaise. I would buy Duke's mayonnaise.
Duke's?
I'm a Duke's girl.
I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
There's the Duke's mayonnaise. Oh my God. There's this like whole skit on YouTube that's so funny. It's all these like, it's like shit Southern women say. Okay. And this like iconic line is like, she like eats egg salad and she's like, oh, she didn't use Dukes. And
I've never even heard of Dukes.
Dukes is iconic.
Okay, so you would buy Dukes?
Yeah, I actually have a Dukes trucker hat and I wear it on airplanes a lot just because a trucker hat on an airplane and whatever.
And what kind of changes would you make internally at Dukes? Or nothing you would leave?
I would
blow
their spot. I would give them funnier commercials. I just really want more. I want more people to know about Dukes is what I want.
Yeah, because I'd never heard of it.
I don't feel like they're getting the recognition that they deserve.
I completely agree.
But when I was on an airplane, they were like, she was like, is that a Dukes hat? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh. And I was like,
good choice. Unique.
Like, don't come at me. Unique.
Starting mayo fights.
Don't come at me. I get removed. I get my TSA pre-check taken away for a fight over mayo.
Well, Elon Musk, happy for you. We'd love to see investors investing, you know?
That's great. No, it's good for them.
Yeah. If Elon wants to invest in the Morning Toast, like, we believe in free speech and
absolutely.
We are beautiful, stunning, and smart. So we'll take an investment. We'll take $6 billion for 2%.
I'll start. I love all those TikToks there where people walking into the boardrooms. They're like me going to my dad asking. I'm asking for $6 million for 0% return.
I love those TikToks too. Well, Shannon, congratulations. You made it through your Fast Five and actually made it 6. So it was a little hard for you. I think you did amazing, sweetie.
Thank you so much. It's tense coming in here because you really are just like iconic. And couldn't like reverb off of what Hannah Berner said more than just like, it does feel like a check mark in just life to be here, and I'm very grateful.
I love you. Well, we're not done with you yet. We still have one more segment for you, and that's the Unburden Yourself segment that I'm really excited about. Today's are super funny, and they're brought to you by Movement. In a tiny apartment in Southern California, two college dropouts teamed up to create a watch company that broke all the rules. They have fair prices, unexpected colors, and clean, original designs. Movement is one of the fastest growing brands selling watches, shipping over to 160 countries across the globe. They've now expanded into blue light glasses that protect your eyes from screens. They have minimalist jewelry and more style essentials that don't break the bank, and they're all designed out of their California headquarters. So their watches have an unbeatable price point. They have the look and quality of a watch that's $400 to $500. at a department store, but you are getting a fraction of the cost because they were built online and they own the process from start to finish at Movement. You'll get a beautiful watch shipped right to your door for free. And if you don't love it, you can ship it right back for free. And the blue light glasses, which I'm personally a really big fan of because I spend a lot of time in front of my computer, my phone, especially before bed. And the Everscroll blue light filtering glasses are a game changer. I leave them on my nightstand and before bed when I'm watching TV or scrolling on TikTok. I wear them and it really helps me with eye strain and I fall asleep a lot faster. And the frames are really modern, really cute. If you want to elevate your look with style that doesn't break the bank, then join the Movement and get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/toast. Again, that's mvmt.com/toast. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We have three girlies unburdening themselves.
I love this for them.
And we're just going to try and make them feel better. You know, sometimes it's really hard, but we try not to shame. But like, you know,
yeah,
anything happens. Hello, ladies. This isn't so crazy as I've done much, much worse, but on Saturday, I was out and drunk at the bar. I was texting this guy that I'd been dating to come out, but he wasn't up to it, and it was getting late, so he was likely going to sleep, which is why he didn't answer my last text. At around 12:45, I left the bar, and I would not give up on trying to get him to come over or meet me out.
Oh, no.
So I texted him a few times in a row saying, SOS, and help, are you awake? Of course, he FaceTimed me immediately asking if I was okay. I had to pretend that I got spooked by something while I was waiting for my Uber to not seem like a crazy girl who cried wolf. Anyway, I feel a little insane for it, but I'm glad that I'm getting it off my chest. He still didn't come over.
Of course he didn't come over.
You're unwell, honest. Oh, sorry. I'm trying not to shame.
That's not good.
In the future, like, do not waste an emergency. Like, that's not good. No man is worth, like, you know.
Also, that is just, like,
it's not good.
Crazy behavior.
Yeah, I know. Like again, not shaming you, but just like we are both kind of blown away by this. So what does that say?
I just think moving forward, just don't do that ever again.
I completely agree.
You could just not do that. I don't even.
There are other ways. Like send a titty pic. Like there are other ways to get his attention.
Yeah. Or just like I think like if a dude isn't giving you attention, like he'll remember that you didn't care, and then they are all the same fucking idiots.
I know.
They'll love it.
It's so sad, but like that's it's so basic. Like I think people literally have like a whole podcast dedicated to dating, and with a hetero relationship and just like a straight man, like all you have to do is ignore them, and like literally you'll be married in a week.
So crazy. They're literally such little titty suckers on their moms at first, and then you. Yeah. They just need attention so bad. And if guy's not talking to you, it's because he's talking to someone else, because men need constant entertainment and attention. And I just talked about this on my podcast actually.
No, you're right.
So like I just think if he's not responding, he either is dead ass tired or he's fucking someone else. So just we're gonna just have to let that sleeping dog lie.
It's not that complicated. That's what's so sad, you know.
No, like there's just so many dicks you could hop on. Like
I know.
So many.
And you listen to the toaster, obviously beautiful, stunning, and smart. So I would just there's no need to jump through so many hoops to get someone's attention. And honestly, maybe if like you have to be doing all these crazy things to be getting someone's attention, like it's not right for you.
No. Find sleepier, less sleepy guys.
Yeah.
And, or sneaky link that's up late.
Yeah. And don't make false alarms. That's not cool.
No.
Okay. Good morning, beautiful and stunning, smart Jackie and Claudia. Well, she meant Shannon for sure. Okay.
But Jackie is.
Yes, of course.
Love you, Jackie.
I would like to unburden myself from a baby shower incident. I uploaded an Instagram story of the table setting at the baby shower without realizing that there was background audio of my grandmother whispering and asking me how much weight I have lost and me replying to her with the amount. It was live on my story for about 2 hours. Hopefully people just thought, weird flex, but okay. Like I wanted to die and my mama was quite remorseful about her comment that was made in public. Love you too.
Oh no, I feel you do not need to unburden yourself from this.
You did nothing wrong.
Like a queen.
You should be proud of yourself. You know, you should be telling more people. It's a huge, it's so hard to lose weight. And if you wanted to do it and you did it, you accomplished your goal.
Yes.
You should be proud of it. And this really isn't that bad. Like, think of all the things your grandma could have said, you know?
Oh my gosh. No, Mamma should have been shouting this from the rooftop.
She's just proud of you.
She should have been whispering, like, not.
No, I think that this is totally fine. Like, you shouldn't be embarrassed at all. Like,
it's great.
It's great. And you're celebrating your friend's baby. Like, what's better than that?
Yeah. And maybe there was someone who's like, been like into you that like didn't know how to like approach you or something, and he's like, you know, I've been noticing that you were looking good, mama's right. And this was a great little opener for him.
Right, it was a great opener, like, oh congrats, you know. Like maybe he didn't know what to say, but now you open the door and then you're gonna be married and you're gonna be thanking your grandma.
I think you're killing it, and I have put so fucking more like horrible things on my Instagram.
Same.
Like by accident, like just I should have unburdened myself this past weekend.
Please, what'd you do?
Someone was taking an Instagram story of like all these girly pops like on the we were all like cheersing espresso martinis and in
your nipple.
No, I wish in the background, but you didn't see my face. But like, I just have a decently recognizable
you
voice.
Do.
Slash, everyone that we were with was all like married, and I think if you knew the group you were with, you just knew Shannon was saying this. And I was like, oh my god, I was like, that's the fifth uncircumcised dick I've seen in the last 4 months.
Oh my god, that is so
and
you.
It wasn't until like 2 hours later that like, cause it was one of those things where everyone's just like, cheers.
And right, then we all background.
Got back to girly pop talk. Mm-hmm. And then someone started getting so many DMs that has like a lot of followers that was like, all I can hear is this is my fourth uncircumcised dick in the last 5 months.
That is so funny. Have you ever accidentally like shown your nipple in a dress or anything?
Yeah, but I do it on purpose sometimes. I've got I've got the palest nipples. Like I
so
can't,
do I.
They are the exact same color as my skin. You same. Can't see them like right before I hook up with someone. I'm like giving myself titty twisters trying. I'm like, wake up. Cause I just like wish they were darker.
Right.
I talked about getting them tattooed on at one point.
Oh, wow. Cosmetic. But that's a permanent choice.
That would have been a permanent choice. And they did talk me out of it because they were like, do you want to have kids one day? And I was like, yeah, that'd be great.
Can you not breastfeed if you have tattooed
no,
nipples?
No, that's not it. They just said that your nipples will get larger and then you'll have like a ring tattoo around your nipples. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. I didn't think about that. They expand,
yes.
But the tattoo doesn't expand.
Correct.
So that's horrifying.
So they were like, maybe we should just like table this decision.
For now.
And you can just keep giving yourself titty twisters before you hook up with someone.
Oh, my God. That is the funniest
honestly,
shit I've ever heard in my life.
So hard as well. From doing that.
Oh man, that is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Well, our third unburden is another social media faux pas, and it's pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh no.
Hello, Shannon and Claudia. I have had this eating away at me, and I have yet to tell my husband because I'm mortified. I woke up one morning and took a video of my dog. She sleeps at the foot of our bed in a crate, and I thought it would be a cute thing to show what our mornings look like to my dad. I sent the video to him, not realizing my husband was completely naked in the background.
No.
I went back to watch the video a few days later, and I realized what I did. I can't say anything to my dad because I was so mortified at what I did, and I haven't bothered telling my husband because I knew he would just be so embarrassed.
Bad.
I can't believe I made such a dumb fucking mistake, and I will never take a video while in our bedroom ever again, clothed or not. Love you. Yeah. Never tell your husband and pretend like it never happened. Like, let your dad think that you don't know what you did. So just let him think this is like his secret to hold on to. Also, it's quite possible like dads are not
that
like the most savvy. It's very possible like he has no idea.
Or that he didn't. You know how like a video is small and then when you click on it, it gets bigger?
Yeah, maybe he didn't open it.
In the small icon, which I feel like the dads are clicking. They're not like expanding a video.
So true.
Maybe that's the thing. Also, your dad either doesn't know or feels wildly uncomfortable because my dad is just like a savage and he would just text me back immediately and say something like absurd.
Right, we don't know her dad's personality. So we're just guessing.
He doesn't want you to bring it up either because he would have either tried to make light of it, make a joke, or he would have like just been like, this is highly inappropriate and
just let him this is like so horrible. Like
I hope
can't.
He doesn't send the video to someone else though.
Oh,
being like, check out
not noticing
Sally's,
but like look how
dog.
Cute the dog
yeah.
is.
Oh no.
The next time you're with him, like dads are always like, hey, can you help me with my phone? Just go in and delete it so he doesn't like have the ability
True.
To send it to anyone else.
Yeah.
And don't ever tell your husband. There's no reason to embarrass him. Like
no.
He doesn't need to know. And also don't talk about it with your dad. One, because that's awkward, and two, it's very possible you're right, like he doesn't know.
Yeah. Oh my god, never tell your husband though.
That's horrible. You have to be so careful these days.
That's so bad.
I saw the funniest thing once a while ago. Someone sent me it, like had some girl like sent a picture of her engaged, like she got engaged and she sent it to like
live photo.
Yes. Have you seen that too?
Yeah, big
it went
though.
Like viral. Yes.
Honestly, this, good for her.
For those who don't know, this girl like was sending a picture of her engagement ring. She was like obviously got engaged maybe on vacation. They're like back in the hotel room. She's sending a picture of her engagement ring and it's a live photo. So if you press it, it's like her finger moving and then her man jumping on the bed with his dick fully out.
So what he actually was doing, which is like such a fucking dude move and they love to do this, she was showing her ring and then he was helicoptering his dick to the ring.
Yeah.
He was like being funny, I guess, like
yeah
and she was like, oh thank god I didn't get that in the photo, but it was
a live
photo. And
live photos are so fucking dangerous because they have sound too.
Oh, they have sound. And I sometimes will send a live photo on purpose because it'll be like the ocean or whatever. And like one time I was so embarrassed because I had not hiked, I just like walked upstairs to this like spot to get a picture of the ocean and you could hear me over the crashing
breathing.
Waves going and I was mortified. I sent it to a boy as well and I was just like,
that's horrible. That is horrible.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's so
I'm also
funny.
Such a creepy, sneaky little sleuth that like I knew that this one guy that I was talking to that I don't talk to him anymore. I had to kill him in my head. He's the worst actually. And but he would, I think he did not realize he was sending live photos and I was always like, because they have sound.
Good, don't let him.
I was like never going to tell him that he was sending live photos because I was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, of
what
course. The stalking is immaculate.
Yes, I agree.
But in the future, like if you're sending photos, just like always remember about the live photo of it all because it's really... Life photos are great. Like when my sister sends me pictures of her daughter, like
same.
It's the best because like I hear her like a little voice and then she's like running.
Love.
But like in any other circumstance, they're horrifying.
So scary. And like the sound is just something that you always forget about. The sound is so attached.
Oh, the sound. Yes. It's just, it's so layered. Don't send live photos.
So
thank you to everyone who unburdened themselves. If they ever want to write in to us to unburden yourself with something, it's unburden yourself. No, what is it? Unburden yourselves at gmail.com. Shannon, thank you so much for finally being here. I adore you. The Toasters adore you. You're a queen. Tell everyone where they can follow you, where to listen to your podcast,
yes,
etc.
My podcast is probably a podcast. My Instagram is probably Shannon Ford. I made this.
Let's talk about the probably. Sorry, let's not end the episode yet. What's with the probably?
Wait, I'm so sorry to keep doing this, but I have to unburden myself about one thing. And yeah, I went
back. I like how you literally like, oh, I don't think I have anything.
I don't have anything. Three. I went back and forth on whether or not I should talk about this on the toast. Yeah. And you'll probably have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about.
The Facebook
about.
Group drama?
Yes.
Okay, I do, because that was my first intro, because like I didn't watch Very Cavallari, and then someone was sending me your Instagram stories like years ago, but I'm not entirely sure what happened. You had some beef with Toasters.
No, okay, so it wasn't, well, it was Toasters, but I didn't know. Okay, so this is even funnier, because like my friends from back home and like everyone in my friend group was like, abort, abort, like you do not want to fuck with these people. Toasters. And I was like, whatever. And I just like, when someone like when people come with pitchforks, mm-hmm. I like come with like a bulldozer. Bigger one, yeah. I just like, that's just a toxic.
What was the drama?
So basically it was a subgroup. It wasn't y'all's Facebook okay. group. So that's the whole issue that I was
that's the issue with having Facebook groups. It's like horrible, like disgusting shit goes down in Facebook groups
that
use our name.
Right.
And it's like, friends of mine are like, what the fuck is this group? Can you delete it? And I'm like, no, I have nothing to do.
Can't.
I'm not in this group. I don't run this group.
Right.
But it's like Toasters who love Shannon Ford, and they'll start a group and then they'll start saying right. horrible things and threatening you.
No.
You know?
So it was like it was a group of 40,000 was a subgroup. I need to preface a subgroup. And it was 40,000 people though. And it was back when I was selling presets.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I know you can like give them to your friends and like
share.
You can,
but
pack,
it's a business.
Do whatever.
Oh,
I get
so
it.
They...
But they had this thread where they were, someone's like, I love Shannon's presets. Can you share them here? And again, like I said, I'm not so crazy to be like, it's stolen digital property.
But
you can't
it is.
Give it to your friends. Give it to some of your friends. Do it for sure. Send it to whoever. But like, it was a group with 40,000
right.
people. And I was just like pretty pissed about it.
That's
I was
piss-worthy.
Like, and I was like, hey, and I just remember being like, I obviously know this is not the own, like the owners of the toast. But I was like, could y'all like tell this group to like stop it? Cut it out.
Yeah.
And, they came for my fucking jugular.
Oh yeah.
And I was like not prepared. They were like, it was like, oh, you want to take your presets down? You're ugly as fuck. And I was like, what? I was like, oh my god,
those Facebook groups were so toxic.
They were
we don't
savage.
Do them anymore. They were so toxic.
But I got a DM from either you or Jackie, someone that like literally just responded and was like, this is not us. And I was like, it's so embarrassing.
Well, because
like,
they were making us look so bad, like acting like fools. By the way, it's a full crime, like to distribute.
It is stolen digital property.
It's stolen, like that's like someone, you know, like ripping our audio from our Patreon and
when
giving
you
it away for free.
When you get it, when you like get the preset, you do like sign.
Yeah, of course. No, it's fully
agree.
Illegal.
So anyways, all I know is that I just like popped off for a second and I was like, listen, you little fucking toaster strudels. I was
I
like, I don't.
It was me who messaged you.
Oh yeah. Well, no, it was from the Morning Toast.
Oh, okay. Wait, I'm going to go find it. Hold
oh
on.
Yeah. So maybe you'll be able to see, but it was, yeah, it will definitely be right up top. And I was like, listen, you little fucking toaster strudels, we're not doing this and I'm not scared of y'all and everyone. I mean, I want to say 5 minutes later, I was issuing public apologies.
Oh, but literally I found it. You mentioned us in your story
five times.
And we wrote, that's not our group. You're like, oh, I thought for sure it was. Well, the owner of that group or whatever it is deleted the Dropbox files anyway, so justice has been served.
Okay.
Sorry for tagging you guys.
Sorry.
And that was literally 2019, 2 years later. Shannon Ford coming on the toast.
Here we are, full circle. Someone did comment, though, when you announced the thing. Someone was like, please bring up the OG drama.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you did, because honestly, I kind of remember there was drama, but I don't remember like what it was about. And by the way, you're 100% justified. Like,
thanks. Everyone did tell me, though, immediately they were like, abort mission. Don't fuck with the toasters. And like, you should probably apologize for calling them toaster strudels, which I do, but it is... It is an elite breakfast item.
I like it. By the way, I don't think my father, the inventor of toaster strudels,
would be too pleased
to hear about
this.
Thank you. I'm so glad we brought that up. But my initial question was why probably?
So it's really, I just had to lean in because I did it in college. So Twitter was huge and there was no such thing as blue check marks
right.
yet. So all of these celebrities' names on Twitter were the real, legit, the real Claudia
right.
Autry, whatever. So I thought I was just like so funny.
It is funny now that you explained it.
And I made mine probably Shannon Ford. And honestly, it did get quite a few laughs.
I think it's cute.
It was
I actually
a giggle
like
box.
It.
And I kept it. And then I went on the show. Well, then I moved to Nashville after college. And everyone kind of like, I just love attention. And like people thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And were like, oh, I get it. That's funny. And then I was on the show. And I really probably, I tried to, I...
change.
I emailed the girl, or I DM'd the girl on Instagram whose name is just Shannon.
Right.
Her bio literally says she works for Facebook. So I tried to buy it from her and she was like, no.
Hell
and
no.
I was like, oh.
And what about Shannon Ford? Is that taken?
Taken. Yeah. Huh. And no, hers is Shannon Ford. And just Shannon. There was two people.
Right. And Shannon and Shannon Ford. At Shannon would be cool.
Yeah, it would just be cool. I love people that just have like, I'm like, what ballers?
I know. I one time tried to reach out to the girl who was Claudia and she never responded.
She's like, no. Yeah, exactly.
There's so much power.
There is. There just is. So anyways, I was on the show and then my brand started like doing
blowing
all this
up,
and
right.
Then I just honestly, there's a lot of like funny things you can do with it, like probably a podcast. I didn't have to think twice whenever I was naming my podcast.
Right,
was,
it's a great name for a podcast,
probably podcast. And then like merch, like my actually the guy that does my merch, he got me this for Christmas. It's like
what
real
does
dying,
it say?
Probably
love.
But it's funny because dudes at bars will be like, you can tell they forgot my
your
name,
probably,
and they like glance down and then they're like, fuck, that's not right.
Hey, probably yeah, you want to drink?
Yeah, they're like, that's not your name. So anyways, yeah, that's where probably started and I really just had to lean the fuck into it.
I'm so glad we just wrapped that up before because I had so many questions and they've been answered.
There you go.
Shannon, thank you so much for being here. Your first time on The Morning Toast was a hit success. I hope you will join us again.
I will, with love to.
With pleasure. And that's our show, you guys. Tomorrow we are back in studio with Paige DeSorbo and then Thursday...
Unreal.
Love.
Unreal.
Thursday, Jackie's back remote. So we'll have a nice catch up with Jackie on Thursday. And then I'm headed to Chicago on Friday. There are 30 seats left at the Chicago Theater, which is so crazy. I do believe they consider that a sellout, but I'd really like to sell the extra 30. So girlwithnojob.com/tour. And then Kansas City on Sunday. Hope everyone has an amazing day. Don't forget to follow Shannon on Instagram. Listen to her podcast. She's a queen. We love you guys. Have an amazing day and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.